This is a CHLY and CVOX News Update.
I looked it up and nobody has an official fungus. Why can't we start a trend?
Don Copeman, a local historian and forest enthusiast, has written to the Village of Cumberland proposing a new title be declared, Official Village Fungus.
I just think, for me, there's just so much gloom and doom in the world right now that it's just, for me, it was just a lighthearted way of acknowledging how special this community is and trying to bring a smile to people's faces.
Copeman says she was walking in the Cumberland Forest one day, idly thinking about symbols to build community, when the idea of an official village fungus occurred to her.
I was also thinking about the provincial flower of Newfoundland, which is a pitcher plant, which is a carnivorous plant. You know, so there's this juxtaposition. And so I thought, if I propose a fungus that has historic connections to Cumberland, but it's a decomposer, it's not really a forester's friend, but it's also a forest recycler. It is about rejuvenation, about the continuity of forest. So I thought it was a really appropriate proposal for the village.
And she has just the fungus for the job, a red-belted conch scientifically named Fomatopsis mountsae. The name is a tribute to Dr. Irene Mounts, a pioneering scientist in mycology and plant pathology, who was born and raised in Cumberland before moving to Vancouver, where she later began her academic career. Her father was the first mayor of Cumberland and a mill owner.
So she was around wood her entire life. She was in Haida Gwaii in the 1920s getting conch samples, you know, as a young woman. You know, it's just, and it was definitely a road less traveled. And she just spent her whole life studying tree pathogens.
It isn't just the connection to Dr. Mounts that Copeman sees connecting this red-belted conch to Cumberland. It has its own characteristics that she sees as befitting the village.
I want to call it a decomposer, but it's actually a forest recycler, and it attacks the heartwood and the cellulose within the trees themselves, diseased trees, and it basically brings it back down to very simplified organic matter to rejuvenate the forest and grow more trees.
Copeman says this fungus has been referred to as a, quote, small-scale disturbance agent, end quote, because one small fruiting body can take down the commercial viability of an entire tree.
I think that Cumberland has always punched above our weight when it comes to being outsized in our, not maybe just our opinion, but, you know, we have such heart in this community. I mean, we bought a forest. You know, that's got to be something that you've got to be proud of. It's an amazing community. I've lived here over 30 years and still love it.
Cumberland Village Council discussed the proposal in a meeting September 2nd, where Mayor Vicky Brown referred to the petitioner as, quote, the legendary Don Copeman. The conversation was favorable toward recognizing a figure from Cumberland's history, but hesitant to make a decision naming an official fungus. One concern raised by Councillor Nick Ward was that, as Cumberland has no other official items, it is unknown how much work this would create for staff. Councillor Choi Therrien's concern was whether this is something more than one person is interested in, or whether requests for various official village items will be coming in from individuals one at a time.
I think I need to have a groundswell of support that says, yes, we'll support this position. This is a unique community. We have to have a unique way of telling the world how unique we are. And by having the first municipal official fungus would be the way to do that, obviously.
Don Copeman adds that if the village decides against naming an official village fungus, there are other routes available.
I did discover during my research that the BC government does not have an official fungus. So we might just bump it upstairs and go all in for the BC government, because they have a fossil. And the fossil was actually initiated by people in Courtney for the Traskosaurus.
If Cumberland did name the red-belted conch the official village fungus, Copeman has some fun ideas for ways to incorporate it into the village identity, anywhere from stickers to t-shirts with clever puns to playful uniforms.
Maybe even epaulettes that the village officials could wear at meetings that would look like bracket fungus. I mean, the possibilities are endless. I mean, you don't want to make government a joke, but I think to have a little bit of levity is a good thing.
Coatman would like to see the world's first official village fungus unveiled at the annual Cumberland Fungus Fest, taking place October 2nd through 5th. Run by the Cumberland Community Forest Society, all proceeds from the Fungus Fest support land protection, stewardship, and education. Cumberland has a unique relationship with its forest, which the Cumberland Community Forest Society has purchased piece by piece from logging companies, protecting it for future generations in perpetuity. This mature forest feeds biodiversity, allowing flora, fauna, and fungi to thrive in the village's own backyard. Could an official fungus represent the culture and community of this forest town?
If people want to support my initiative, I would suggest you contact the village council, and that would be info@cumberland.ca, and just say, I support Dawn's initiative, and your name and your address, and that's it. You don't have to say anything else. And if we get 50 emails, that might trigger something within the... I know that it's gone back to staff, and I really don't want it to make it a big work. I don't want to make it a make work item. It would be nice if it was a nice, easy process, but because, of course, it hasn't been done before, we can make the process.
For CHLY and CVOX News, this is Heather Watson.
This report, in partnership with CVOX, was made possible with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs program, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.